It's time now for today's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings and Coach. It's never easy. You had a 15-point lead about halfway or 5 minutes into that second half. They surge back, but you're able to battle that adversity and get a good, solid win on your home court.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt we made some mistakes, yet we never made the mistake of not fighting and not competing. And when a team fights and competes, generally there's going to be something we could celebrate at the end. I said to the team that, there were three things that could have made them easily quit as we went into overtime. We had a 15-point lead and we lost it. Losing the 15-point lead really plays with your mental tough-mindedness. We missed some pivotal foul shots and foul shots that could have salted away the game. And then they made a Hail Mary at the buzzer. So for us to get those three daggers to the heart and still come out with a victory is going to pay dividends for us as we move forward. And when we got back from Rhode Island, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning on Thursday morning. I said to the team that we're looking for a defining moment right now. We need a defining moment because 2 years ago when we made the NCAA tournament, we came here home after a long extended trip to Hawaii, and we were 5-7 at the time, and we played St. Louis, and we were just awful against St. Louis, but managed to win 53-51, and that became one of the defining moments of that season, 2017-2018. Well, this, I hope, becomes one of those defining moments for this team about how mentally tough they became after the challenge of being knocked to the mat three times.
There were a number of big performances across the board for the Wildcats. I want to start with John Axel Goodmanson. Today looked like that former A-10 player of the year from a year ago with 30 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, 3 assists. You go down the line.
Well, he was very aggressive, and that aggression got him early looks at the basket, and I think that got us going, and that really spurred us on and was a catalyst for our 15-point lead.
And Luca played really well down the stretch. Ended up with 17 points, but his big shots came at the free throw line.
Well, he made big free throws, and he did get 8 rebounds and kept a couple of balls alive and challenged that three-pointer by 21 when they could have actually tied the game in overtime. So he made some big plays. And, everyone made some big plays. Carter Collins, just did a tremendous job of getting the ball when we needed it. Kellen Grady made a couple of really big shots, and his defense down the stretch was very pivotal.
Coach, talk about the play of Ryan Daly, and particularly that play at the end of the game to get this thing into overtime.
Well, he's a competitor. He's the son of a coach. He's the grandson of the former coach at St. Joe's, Jimmy Boyle, and it's in his blood. And it shows, and he's had moments this year where he's been sensational. And tonight he was he showed why he was such a great player at Delaware and why he's been such a great player at the start of the season for St. Joe's.
Now, there was a stretch when they started to come back where the Cats were just 1 of 14 from the floor. Did something change with St. Joe's defensively? Could you pinpoint anything, or was it just a cold stretch?
Well, they disrupted our rhythm a little bit. They played a 2-3 zone, and it immediately evolved into a man-to-man once the ball went into the belly. And they did a pretty good job of keeping it out of the belly. And we never were able to make the adjustment and bring a guy out and set a ball screen, get that ball into the belly. So give them credit for that.
Another player that we saw tonight that was absent the last two was Lee. It was really good to see him back on the court.
Yeah, certainly was. Got some big baskets for us in the first half and played with great energy and just great energy the whole game.
So, Coach, final takeaways from this one here this afternoon.
Relief. I think there's a tremendous sense of relief. Winning this game is going to be one that we'll remember. I think one that can build upon our mental tough-mindedness and something that is so important as we move forward against Richmond on Tuesday night. Is it Tuesday?
It is Tuesday.
Okay, so we've got to be ready for that.
So you really don't look ahead?
I do know we have a game. I thought it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Coach, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thanks, Jared.